Welcome to the Science Signaling Podcast for February 2nd, 2016. I'm Annalisa Van Hook, and today I'll be talking with James Casanova about a macrophage adhesion receptor that both mediates the internalization of bacteria and stimulates the intracellular machinery that kills them. Macrophages are a type of white blood cell that survey the body and engulf anything that isn't a normal, healthy cell. In addition to cleaning up debris from dead cells, they also engulf cancer cells and microscopic invaders like bacteria and viruses and fungi. When a macrophage encounters a bacterium, pattern recognition receptors on the surface of the macrophage bind to molecules on the surface of the bacterium. This triggers phagocytosis, and the bacterium is brought into the cell where it's digested. A group from James Casanova's lab has found that one of these pattern recognition receptors, BAY1, not only mediates phagocytosis of gram-negative bacteria, it also triggers the production of the reactive oxygen species that kill it. Casanova spoke to me from the University of Virginia in Charlottesville. Hi, Dr. Casanova. Welcome to the Science Signaling Podcast.
Thank you for inviting me.
First of all, how do macrophages recognize a bacterium that they encounter as something that needs to be taken in and destroyed?
So macrophages express an array of what are called pattern recognition receptors. These are receptors that recognize conserved features of different kinds of microbiota. So they recognize gram-negative bacteria, gram-positive bacteria, fungi. And as I said, there are an array of these things, and each one recognizes a different kind of feature of the microorganism. So those features are referred to as pathogen-associated molecular patterns, or PAMPs, and the receptors are referred to as pattern recognition receptors. So as I said, there are different receptors that recognize different kinds of bacteria. There's a subset that recognizes gram-negative bacteria, a subset that recognizes gram-positives, and a subset that recognizes fungi. And in each subset, there are some that essentially are only for recognition. They sense the presence of the bacterium or the fungus, but they don't have anything to do with engulfing and clearing the organism. But there are others that are called phagocytic pattern recognition receptors that not only recognize the microbe, but also mediate their internalization by the macrophage and their clearance from the tissue.
After a macrophage has engulfed a bacterium, what happens to that bacterium?
So hopefully they're killed by the macrophage. Once they are phagocytosed, they're contained within a membrane-bound compartment called a phagosome, and that phagosome fuses with other organelles in the macrophage called lysosomes that are full of degradative enzymes. And the eventual fate of the internalized bacterium is that it's killed inside the phagolysosome and then digested, and its components are broken down into small bits. And some of those components, particularly proteins, but also some lipids, can be then presented on the surface of the macrophage in a process that initiates the adaptive immune response. So the macrophages are part of what's called the innate immune response. These are cells that detect microbes before antibodies are produced, but they are involved in the process of generating those antibodies down the road. So antigen presentation is an important part of that, but that process takes time. And what we're referring to here is something that happens in the very early stages of infection.
What is BAI1, BAY1, and how does it enable macrophages to eat bacteria?
BAY1 is a representative of this class of what are called pattern recognition receptors. It's unusual among the pattern recognition receptors in the sense that it is a G protein coupled receptor. It has seven transmembrane domains, and it's coupled to heterotrimeric G proteins, which are a class of signaling molecules. The thing that makes BAY1 a pattern recognition receptor is in its extracellular domain on the external part of the receptor. It contains a cluster of what are called thrombospondin repeats. So these are structural modules that there are five of them, and each one of them has a charged surface. And basically what these do is they recognize the lipopolysaccharide, which is the major membrane component of gram-negative bacteria. So they specifically recognize gram-negative bacteria, but not gram-positive bacteria and not fungi. So BAY1 is a selective pattern recognition receptor for gram-negative bacteria. So that includes things like E. coli, Salmonella, Shigella, Yersinia, Pseudomonas, but not things like Staphylococcus. So the way BAY1 works is that it binds to the surface of the bacterium, and the recognition of the bacterium triggers a conformational change in the receptor. And the cytoplasmic domain of the receptor is coupled to an enzyme called a guanine nucleotide exchange factor, or GEF, that activates the small GTP binding protein, RAC. So RAC is important to this process in the sense that it is a major regulator of the actin cytoskeleton. And what RAC does is it induces the actin cytoskeleton to reorganize in such a way that the membrane reaches out, grabs the bound particle, in this case the bacterium, and pulls it into the cell. So BAY1 is a representative of this class of pattern recognition receptors that are known as phagocytic pattern recognition receptors. It directly mediates the internalization of the bound bacterium.
And so now you found that in addition to inducing phagocytosis of bacteria, BAY1 also induces the intracellular processes that kill that bacterium. How does it do that?
Right. So one of the major weapons that's used by macrophages to kill bacteria is a group of compounds called reactive oxygen species. So these are, as the term implies, oxygen species that are very reactive, and they bind to bacterial proteins, bacterial DNA, and essentially are toxic to the bacteria. Reactive oxygen species are produced in macrophages by an enzyme complex. It's called the NADPH oxidase complex. This is a multi-protein complex that assembles on the surface of the phagosome in response to the recognition of the bacteria. The way BAY1 drives this process is that RAC, the same G protein that drives the internalization process, is also necessary for the assembly of the NADPH oxidase complex on the surface of the phagosome. So when RAC is activated, it triggers the engulfment of the bacterium, but it also triggers the activation of NADPH oxidase. And in other contexts, RAC activation is driven by two different processes, two different receptors, two different signaling pathways. And what's unusual here is that it's the same receptor that's activating both engulfment and the activation of the NADPH oxidase complex on the surface of the phagosome.
In terms of the physiology of the animal, how important is that for fighting infection?
So it turns out to be quite important, at least in the context of gram-negative bacteria. There is a human disease called chronic granulomatous disease in which patients are deficient in NADPH oxidase activity, and that's due to mutations in any of the protein subunits of the enzyme that makes reactive oxygen species. And those patients are very susceptible to all kinds of infectious disease. So we use the mouse model in which we had knocked out BAY1, and we actually compared it to a mouse model in which one of the NADPH oxidase subunits was missing. And what we found is that wild-type mice, normal mice, are able to clear an experimental infection quite rapidly, actually, and the vast majority of the mice survive, whereas both the BAY1 knockout and the NADPH oxidase knockout did not handle the infection well. They had much higher bacterial counts in their internal organs, the liver and spleen specifically, and almost all of the mice eventually succumbed to the infection, whereas most of the wild-type mice did not. So our results essentially say that the loss of Bay 1 is functionally similar to the loss of NADPH oxidase. So it's a very important component in the process of clearing a bacterial infection.
You mentioned that the ability of Bay 1 to both induce phagocytosis and activate the machinery that generates the ROS that kills the bacterium makes it a little bit unusual. Are there any other pattern recognition receptors that seem to have this dual property?
So there are many pattern recognition receptors that activate the ROS response. And probably the best known ones are the toll-like receptors. There are a family of 10 different ones in mice. I think there are 12 or 13 in humans now. And each one of those recognizes a specific bacterial product, and most of them activate the ROS response once they are activated. But none of them actually directly activate RAC and drive internalization in the same way that Bay 1 does. There are other examples, for example, Fc receptors, which bind to antibodies that are then in turn bound to bacteria or viruses or fungi. Those receptors do trigger the engulfment of the bound particle and the activation of the reactive oxygen species, but they do so in response to binding antibodies. So again, this is a much later event in the course of an infection. So the short answer is that I think Bay 1 is unique in being a receptor that both drives internalization and drives the activation of the NADPH oxidase complex.
Thank you, Jim, for sharing your work with us.
It was my pleasure.
That was Jim Casanova discussing a paper published in the February 2nd issue of Science Signaling by Billings and colleagues. You can read that article online at stke.sciencemag.org. The Science Signaling Podcast is a production of Science Signaling and the American Association for the Advancement of Science. Advancing science, serving society. If you have any comments or questions, you can write to us at sciencesignalingeditors@aaas.org. I'm Annalisa Van Hook, and on behalf of Science Signaling and AAAS, thanks for listening.